From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. The UN humanitarian chief said Wednesday that a 30-day ceasefire across Syria has not been implemented. The Security Council adopted the resolution to allow for aid and evacuations, especially in eastern Ghouta. Here's Chief Mark Locock.
So, if there's been no humanitarian access since the resolution on Saturday, what has happened in the last few days? More bombing, more fighting, more death, more destruction, more maiming of women and children. More hunger, more misery. More, in other words, of the same.
Locock said trucks full of aid have been waiting for entry. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday rebels in eastern Ghouta are blocking aid deliveries and preventing people from leaving. Lavrov spoke through an interpreter at Wednesday's Human Rights Council meeting in Geneva.
Now it is a turn for the militants and their sponsors to act. The militants entrenched there who still continue shelling Damascus, blocking aid deliveries and the evacuation of those wishing to leave. We call upon the members of the so-called American coalition to ensure the same humanitarian access to the areas in Syria under their control.
Russia has ordered a 5-hour daily humanitarian pause to allow civilians to exit the region. That started Tuesday. Residents said they do not trust the truce. Locock said that 5-hour daily pause called for by Syria and Russia aren't sufficient to deliver aid. He added nearly 600 people have been killed in eastern Ghouta in the last 10 days. The Mexican economy minister and the U.S. Commerce Secretary met on Wednesday in Washington to talk about possible U.S. actions on steel and aluminum imports. This is VOA News.